This is another one of our specials on Darwin Núñez and Liverpool's interest in the Benfica striker. And joining me is one of the first men to break the news, is Dominic King from the Daily Mail, Liverpool correspondent. Dom, I guess the best place to sort of start with this is where this interest has come from, really. You know, obviously Liverpool played Benfica earlier in the season, and it's clear that Klopp had sort of took a liking to the player in one of his press conferences, saying about him being a good-looking boy and that kind of thing. But yeah, it must have obviously been much more the club have identified in terms of making him a top target for the summer.
Yeah, one thing I would say about Liverpool's scouting department and the transfer committee, for want of a better word, is how well connected they are in Portugal and in Spain, and they know exactly what's coming out, what players are emerging. They've got a really sort of good network there. I mean, look, Núñez's record speaks for itself this year. I mean, 34 goals in 41 games, the goals he scored against Liverpool in the Champions League, how he played against them. But everything about him suggests that he's one of those players that's on a real upward curve. You know, he's 22. Everybody's been watching him and whatnot, but I just think he's the kind of signing that I think Liverpool have been waiting a while to make. You know, I was looking back and thinking they haven't really sort of gone big on someone since Fabinho and Alisson in the summer of 2018. I mean, yes, I know they bought Thiago and I know they bought Canati and whatever, but this is like a real sort of a statement of intent. I should add, you know, provided the deal gets over the line.